From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Bill Burleson, a former six-term congressman from southeast Missouri, has died. Officials at Morgan Funeral Home in advance confirmed Burleson's death yesterday. He was 88. No cause of death was given. The Southeast Missourian reports that Burleson died Sunday at his home in Warndell. Burleson was first elected in 1968. The Democrats lost his bid for the seventh term in 1980 to Republican Bill Emerson at a time when Southeast Missouri was trending towards the GOP. The region is now overwhelmingly Republican. Burleson was a Marine Corps veteran who served as an assistant Missouri Attorney General and Cape Girardeau County Prosecutor before his election to Congress. He's survived by his wife, two sons, a daughter, six grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. University of Missouri officials have fired a police officer after investigating the employee over a blackface photo. MU police officer Marcus Collins was fired yesterday after officials confirmed his identity. The image, which was posted on social media, was taken prior to Collins' employment. He started with MUPD in January of 2018. Top university leaders were notified of the blackface picture Tuesday morning, according to MU spokesperson Christian Basie.
We made contact with Collins, and he admitted that it was him in the photo. And so there was not much of a need to do much more of an investigation other than talk with him briefly.
Basie says the decision was made immediately. The police department undergoes regular training with the Division of Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity, according to Basie. He said the police chief will be looking into whether any additional actions or discussions are needed. The Missouri Supreme Court says local courts can't throw people back in jail for not paying previous jail debts. Judges ruled unanimously yesterday against local courts helping to recoup those costs with methods including jail time. Critics, including Republican Attorney General Eric Schmidt and the ACLU of Missouri, had argued the policy led to modern-day debtors' prisons. The case stems from two Missouri men who fell behind on paying the cost of their imprisonment in county jail. Those charges are commonly referred to as board bills. Both men had to return to court repeatedly regarding their bills. One was jailed for not paying. Attorney Josh Jones defended the practice in court. He says the ruling could mean taxpayers shoulder more of the burdens for county jail costs. The Columbia Fair Housing Task Force presented a resolution to the Columbia City Council that will create a housing trust fund and plans to develop more affordable housing in Columbia. This will supplement current affordable housing programs that subsidize home ownership and rentals. The task force's largest goal is to address disparities in access to opportunities such as jobs, transportation, and amenities. But one member of the task force voiced concern that the resolution does not do enough to address fair housing and only tackles issues of affordable housing. Rhonda Carlson says the demographic map shows racially separated African-American populations and reflects a larger issue facing fair housing.
And so just to say that you make it affordable, those housing stocks aren't even available in certain areas of Columbia. And so it isn't a matter of affordability, it just doesn't exist.
The task force presented the resolution to the City Council Monday. After further discussion, the council is expected to vote on the resolution on May 6th. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News Columbia.